Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 393-3700, the number to call. We have open line.
I'm going to make a quick prediction, Jack. Prediction of the day. Don Treadwell will be a head coach someplace next year.
I think you could be right, Tom.
I think I would.
I really do.
I really do.
He's undefeated.
Well, it's like someone's misfortune. Mark D'Antonio had the, you know, the heart attack and everything. So Don steps in there, and it's and he, right now he's on College Game Day. He was just interviewed.
How much do you think it matters that Spencer is a senior at East Lansing, as opposed to being a sophomore or junior?
As far as his willingness to go, that could be a factor. But I'm just talking about opportunity now, because part of a head coach is how you handle yourself in the media,
right,
how you present yourself,
right.
And Don Treadwell's got kind of a, you know, basically a corporate CEO kind of delivery, very articulate, says all the right things, very bright guy, and he looks like a head coach. So I think he's going to be on somebody's target list at a BCS-type school as well.
Some people thought that he could have gone last year, but it wasn't the right situation.
I thought he might get the central job, to be honest with you. I can't even recall how that played out, if he was a candidate or not, but I mean, that's the kind of,
right.
He's a MAC guy. He played at Miami of Ohio.
They usually don't have two guys from the same staff going from the same job. They figure that out among themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because you don't compete against your, you know,
right.
And then what happens if neither one of you get it? Then
yeah.
It creates some hard feelings.
Yeah,
so
but that
was Dan Enos's job.
That's my prediction, and I think the fact that you're talking about Spencer, this is the last year, and there's more flexibility and willingness to go, that might be part of the equation. But that's just
sure.
A little prediction on my part.
You think Lola would like to go to another place? Ready to move?
Well, I mean, let me stop
always
number,
comes back
stop
to the
number
wife,
16,
right?
Huh? I mean, you look in the Treadwell journey, and that, which is all the situation with college coaches. I mean, you're like an army brat. You know, if you're in that family,
sure.
I mean, you're moving around, you're being reassigned and opportunities, and you go to the next one, and the coaching changes. And Michigan State's been a stop now twice for the Treadwells. That's where Cody met Spencer. They're buddies in the old White Hill School, and he was on the staff of Bobby Williams back in. So those are the situations that happen in coaching. But we'll see what happens next year.
Well, look at Nick Saban. I mean, since 1973, he's been in the coaching profession. Longest he'd been at any place was his 2 5-year stints at Michigan State.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a migrant worker.
That's a lot of years at Michigan State.
Absolutely. Let's go out to our phones. 393-3700. Let's bring in Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Tom, did you ever think you'd be at the point in Michigan football where going to Indiana is seen as a huge game?
You know, I'll go back in time. 1980, that was a big game when they were playing the Hoosiers. They were 30 years ago, and Butch Wolfolk ran for 200 yards, and they smoked the Hoosiers 35-0.
Well, that was a big game. Why?
Well, Indiana was a little bit was pretty decent, you know, for that. I mean, they were a
pretty
viable...
decent. Meaning what?
Well,
500 that
you
year.
Know what,
come on,
go back. Indiana.
The
last time Michigan lost
not talking to Don
Indiana
Jones.
Was 1987, and the rain.
Right.
That horrific year for Michigan.
Indiana's best team, and they needed all of it.
Right.
To get past a mediocre Michigan team. That
yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, it is surprising, but that's how Michigan's defense is. When you have a bad defense done from DeWitt, you can be threatened by anybody.
Hey, we saw MSU try to win shootouts under John L. Smith. It makes me think back to a little piece that Ron Simpkins that was reported on the Wolverine talking about how this would be a big game, and he said back in the day they'd have a 2-touchdown lead just because of intimidation, and they don't have that anymore.
No, I don't think anybody really has that anymore. I think from the 85 scholarship limitation and beyond, those days of sheer intimidation are gone.
Oh, yeah, as far as big two little eight type stuff.
Yeah.
The winged helmet doesn't do it anymore. They don't walk out there shaking.
I don't think anybody in college football serves that up to anybody. I mean, that's why you're seeing so much parity. That's why you're seeing the potential for upsets. That's why you're seeing 1AA schools knocking off 1A schools.
We know UMass wasn't intimidated.
Yeah, nobody gets intimidated. It's an even playing field, and I think that'll continue on.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate the call, Don.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, let's go right back out to our phones. 393-3700, the number to call. I'm going to stay in DeWitt. Let's talk to Randy from DeWitt. Hello, Randy.
Morning, guys. How you doing? You know, Jack, I was telling Doc Tony about that bet we made. So
yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be wearing any Spartan jerseys here anytime soon.
You know what? I was talking to Randy about this earlier, and he thinks Michigan State's going to win, and he thinks Indiana's going to win. Now, this guy is maize and blue through and through.
Right.
He thinks, and nobody loves Michigan hockey more than Randy Van DeWitt, not even Red Berenson.
No.
And he thinks Indiana's going to win this game, Tom.
Well, I think they can. I mean, it's anything's possible when you...
With what? Food poisoning in a Michigan hotel?
You know what you're just stuck on this fact that Indiana's Indiana. You're getting stuck on the uniform.
What I base that on, the only reason why I'm saying that is Michigan should roll over, okay? But you got to remember, next week we play the team in our backyard that we've lost to twice. So I'm just using the intangibles, and I'm thinking that Michigan's looking forward, okay? I mean, I don't know how Coach Rodriguez can handle these games, you know, the first Big Ten game on the road, okay? And plus you got your big rivalry coming up next weekend, okay? And we've lost to them twice. Now, if Coach Rod knows that if he loses to MSU twice in the Big House, it doesn't matter if he does beat Ohio State, it's going to be a disaster, Tom.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to look past Indiana myself. I don't think this Michigan team thinks they're good enough to look past anybody. When they played UMass, that locker room was like a morgue.
Yeah, they won't be looking ahead, and I don't buy the idea that it's a payback times 23 or whatever it is for Indiana. I don't think that matters. I think it comes down to one thing in this game, Tom. Quality of athlete. And if you look at where the players were recruited, again, I think you can read too much into recruiting. If you look at Le'Veon Bell, Greg Jones, you look at Keyshawn Martin, those are two star guys. But there wasn't one player who starts for Indiana that Michigan lost any sleep over.
You
not
can
yet.
Say that for Nebraska over the years, not having top 25 recruiting classes, and yet they got it done. Same thing with Iowa, not having top.
But Indiana hasn't gotten it done.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I think they're going to be a threat today offensively because of the situation on the Michigan's defense and the inexperience.
That's before you guys let me go, I just want to say, I know everyone's hyped up on Darnell Robinson, but if Michigan's going to have a good year, I still say it's going to fall on the shoulders of Forshade because he played all them games last year. And I'm not afraid if Robinson gets hurt when MSU comes into the Big House because, like a couple of the guys out there said, Forshade almost beat MSU on his own arms in overtime. So we'll have to see how that plays out. You guys have a great day.
Okay.
Go
all
Michigan
right. Thanks,
you know, I know everybody... Everybody's got that, phobia. What when Denard goes down? I think it's wishful thinking on some cynical people's minds. But anyway,
you think Michigan will be okay? Would be okay?
Well, I think they would be. I think Tate Forcier is good enough to get him by. And but he doesn't have that. He doesn't put the defense on their heels.
Yeah, I don't think he presents the same problem.
I mean, the threat. And I'm going to tell you something. That touchdown run that he had before he got hurt last week was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just not having a quarterback who can scamper out. I mean, he goes beyond Vince Young in that regard as far as being able to switch directions. And that's when your defensive, your second, third level is going to be real hesitant on committing to making plays because they think the guy's going to reverse field position.
He puts defenses in a predicament. Michigan State's defense winds up in a predicament by itself sometimes. And usually when they lose track of a player, like the tight end.
Right.
I'm telling you, if they don't cover Lance Kendrick today, they're not going to win this game.
Yeah. Yeah, for certain. Now, I talked to Earl Robinson in the press box last night.
Why would you ever do that? I posted him
up on the early predictions for next week, and he thinks Michigan State's going to beat Michigan next week.
He thinks Michigan State's going to lose today.
Because they're, today, I don't know, but he thinks that Michigan State's defense is better than Michigan's defense, which is going to be the factor next week in determining the winner.
Well, if it's any consolation to you, you should know that Earl and Drew Sharp and I do some picks every week, and Earl's in last place. He's found his rightful level of picks. So.
You're making me feel good on that one because this game next week, Michigan needs really, really bad. Because losing three straight to Michigan State would be very difficult for fans, alumni, and obviously the players and everything else because then you're going back to East Lansing the next year. And then it could be threatened to go four in a row. And that's just unfathomable.
And it will be 1,070 days.
I know, you're going to keep playing that. So next Saturday, Michigan beats me. You expecting me to start throwing that crap back at you?
I would hope not.
You know, Jack,
I would hope your program is a little more traditional.
Michigan
than
State's
this.
Beating Michigan.
You're used to these kinds of winning streaks over Michigan State. It's no big deal. It's a dog bites man. Okay. It's man bites dog
I'll
when you've got
that.
This.
I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah. It's a sign of respect.
It. You have a way of softening it and reeling me back in on your side.
Actually, it's 1,063 days, 19 hours, 29 minutes.
And now I hate you again.
Right now.